Well, it's 8:09 here on Connect FM. I have a feeling I'm going to get tested this morning. Brian O'Korn is in the house with us this morning. Brian O'Korn from O'Korn Insurance and Financial Services, serving up a new risk management moment with some quick tips. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brittany. How are you today?
Wonderful. I am a little nervous because you came in and you were like, let's do something a little different. How smart are you feeling? And I'm like, I don't know. It's a Friday.
Well, we shall find out. Brittany, here's what I'm thinking. Let me run this idea by you real quick.
Okay.
For the last several weeks, we've been talking about homeowners insurance and renters insurance, and we've been talking about concepts and ideas, attempting to give people some tips and how, you know, dealing with insurance, but we've been using a lot of words.
Yeah.
We've been using like jargon for insurance.
Sure. And especially if you're not... If you don't work with insurance every day, sometimes these can be a little confusing.
Absolutely. So today, I was wondering, maybe we can just do a quick review of some key insurance jargon. And here's what I want to do, Brittany.
Okay.
I want to see how well you've been paying attention these last several weeks.
Oh boy, this is the test.
And I want to let you handle the first couple questions. Are you ready?
I am ready. You better give me the easy ones.
Okay. Well, we're going to start slow.
Okay.
The first insurance term that I want to see if you can remember is premium.
Okay, that one is easy. That's your cost, the cost of your insurance.
Very good. That is correct. Why it's called premium, I have no idea, but that's what you pay to have your coverage.
Okay, give me a harder one.
Okay, Brittany, here's the next one. Insurance.
Oh, like the whole insurance. Okay,
yes.
That is a harder one. Okay, so you pay your premium. And that kind of spreads the risk around to a lot of people instead of just one person. So whenever it reduces that financial risk, so any specific individual, i.e. me, is not paying a whole bunch.
You have been paying attention. Well done. Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting that oftentimes we don't even know what insurance really means.
Yeah.
But we're talking about transferring risk.
Mm-hmm.
We're transferring the risk of financial loss to the insurance company. And I'll share just a few more with us as we go. And the next one I'll share is deductible.
Okay. Remember,
most policies have some form of a deductible. And that's the amount of money that you're responsible for paying before the policy kicks in and the insurer pays the rest. So, do you have any other ones you'd like to ask me about?
Okay, I noticed this one written down, and this one seems a little more tricky. Replacement cost insurance.
Well, that is generally found in a fire insurance policy or a homeowner's policy, and that is coverage that pays to repair or replace a covered property at the time of loss and to bring you back to where that property is today. And that is often different than the market value of a property.
Okay. Okay. One last one. This is one that I would never get, but I know you're going to get it. Actual cash value insurance.
Well, that's actually the opposite of replacement cost, and that is fire insurance that repairs or reimburses you at the market value of your covered property. And it often involves what we call depreciation. Actual cash value of something is what it is worth today after it perhaps has been depreciated over time, which is the opposite of replacement cost, where you're paid what it would cost to replace that item, whatever it is, at today's cost.
Thank you for simplifying that for me. I'm glad that I didn't have to do that. But, you know, once you actually break it down, it is pretty simple.
Absolutely. Yeah. And real quick, you know, I just wanted to say that these terms have some special meaning, or maybe they hit a little bit close to home after all the weather that we've been having couple weeks.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because, of course, Du Bois was hit particularly hard by that storm. And I know a lot of our listeners, I mean, they might have been affected in some very real ways with their households. What advice can you give them?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you some general terms, but for specifics, please talk to your insurance agent and find out how your specific policy works in these situations. But very generally, three things. Be mindful of your deductibles, because that, again, is the amount of money that you have to pay out of pocket for any loss. Secondly, is be mindful of your policy and if it has any specific limits. Many homeowners' policies have specific limits for debris removal after a storm. It's not the whole policy amount, it's just a set amount. And then lastly, be mindful of your discounts, because you may have a claim that, say, $1,500, you take a $1,000 deductible out of it, and all you have is $500 that you're getting paid to maybe, say, clean up your yard. You want to make sure that you don't have claims-free discounts that are worth more than $500 to you.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because you can lose those discounts while you get paid only part of the cost for a cleanup.
Wow. Okay. So, very helpful there. And I know, unfortunately, that's a situation that a lot of people are running into with these recent storms.
Absolutely. And you know what? Our town has plenty of insurance agencies in it, and they are staffed by great, great people. I know many personally and many more by reputation, and I guarantee you that they are there for times like this to help you. So the bottom line is, be mindful of those points, but talk to your agency and find out how they can help you at a time like this.
Absolutely. And hey, if maybe you're looking to get some insurance, add some insurance, or change up your insurance, keep in mind, Brian, you can help out with that, can't you?
Most certainly. You can find us at 814-371-6840, or you can find us online at ocorn-insurance.com.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being here with us this morning, Brian. And that has been our risk management moment. Brian O'Korn from O'Korn Insurance and Financial Services.